Point Blank by Catherine Coulter. Chapter 1. Winkle's Cave, Maestro, Virginia, Friday afternoon. Ruth Warnecke paused to consult her map. Even though she'd read it so many times, it was worn and stained from use, with a smear of strawberry jam on one corner. Okay, she had walked and crawled down this twisting passage exactly the 46.2 feet indicated on the map. She had measured it carefully, just as she had measured all the distances since she climbed down into that first offshoot passage at the end of the cavern's entrance. A narrow and twisty passage, smelling strongly of bat guano, some lengths of it so low she had had to crab walk, it had finally flattened out. So far, the distances had matched those on her map to the centimeter. At this point, there should have been a small arched opening directly to her right. She focused her headlamp some 8 feet up to the top of the cave wall, then slowly scanned downward. She didn't see an arch, or any sign that there'd ever been one. She went over the directions again to this point, rechecked the distances, but no, she hadn't screwed that up. Again, she shone her headlamp on the cave wall, moved back and forth at least 3 feet in both directions. Nothing. She was in the right spot. She knew it. Ruth rarely cursed when she was frustrated. She hummed instead. And so she hummed as she began to glide the palms of her hands slowly over the wall, pushing inward here and there. The wall was limestone, dry to the touch, eons of sand filming over it. Nothing but a solid cave wall. She was disappointed. But she knew that was a fact of life for a treasure hunter. Her old uncle, Tobin...